Okay, we're back in open session.
Great. Okay. It's the first thing we have a motion. Josh, would you like to read our motion?
Delegate authority to Michael Brown, Robert French, and Ken Haven to take action on disability 2022-02. Provided that if the action is not unanimous, then the disability will come back to the board.
Yeah, and
at the next board meeting.
And that motion would have an expiration of the next board meeting.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Someone would like to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Kelly, Executive Director's Report.
Okay. Your NCBRS monitor is attached to your materials. We've had two open records requests from since the last meeting. On the non-member trustee election, the deadline to apply for the trustee position for non-members was yesterday. We received six applicants.
Oh, good. We only had one prior to that, right?
Right. So that was good.
Okay.
The committee has scheduled 2 days for interviews next week to interview the candidates, and then they'll select the slate.
The candidates look reasonable based on the criteria? Okay.
There's that. At your place, you saw a little ethics policy certification that we need your signature on. What that is, so you know, we're required in the investment policy statement to get from you something signed that says that you have deemed the ethics policy. If you need another copy of it, we'll send it to you. And we're actually late on that. We failed to do that. So what we're going to do in the future, so it doesn't slip through the cracks, is when I do that requirement to do the handbook, what is that thing called, the training manual that we're required to do every year, and you have to sign that you got the training manual, we'll also have the certification on that form, so we don't forget to do that in the future. Let's see. And just a reminder, it's been mentioned a couple times, next month's meeting is June 2nd, so we'll post May 27th. So if you're looking for something to do on Memorial Day, you will have an agenda packet. And that's all I have.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go to the supplemental meeting. We have the minutes. Motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of service retirements? Have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have the quarterly financial statements. Anything about those? Brenda, you want to flag? Okay. So then we're ready to adjourn, unless anyone has anything they want to say before we adjourn, or comments or anything from anyone on the trustees. Okay. So we have a motion to adjourn.
I actually have one thing. In light of the attendance today for this first quarter, next quarter might be something, I mean, going on in the markets right now is just difficult, and we're going to continue to see this kind of situation. I mean, should we consider some kind of communication to members?
What would be what you'd want them to know or receive or hear?
I mean, I could help you with that. When I was on the deferred comp board years ago, when something similar to this happened, we sent out a memo, even though it's, you know, all the investments were the participants' duty to pick and choose. We just sent out a blanket memo to everyone, to all the city employees that had deferred comp, that, hey, we know the times are tough. We're actively monitoring your portfolio. We're in meetings. We're in contact with Fidelity, which is our still is. our provider, just to give them a little bit of sense, like, hey, we're not just sitting on our hands doing
because
nothing.
I think we're going to get a lot more of that, and if we were proactive, just making sure that we're good stewards of what's happening, we're aware of what's happening, and that for them to come and say, like, what, you know, it's going to get worse next quarter, in my opinion. So just some kind of communication. I don't know what it would be, and I'm open, you know, to suggestions. I just think that, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding. That's what was clear to me when people were speaking, like who did what, and when. And I'm not saying to rehash the past, but I'm just saying going forward, you know, that this isn't a product of bad management, it's a product of the market. You know what I mean? And I don't want Kelly to be, you know, crucified yet again that she's getting a raise, but it's a bad, you know, and look what's happening to the fund. And are we fiduciaries to the fund or to the members? I mean, all of this kind of rhetoric, I just feel like if you get ahead of it, that at least some of this misinformation, because they're just thinking bad. In reality, we're trying to manage what is not our doing, but is what everybody, you know, whether it's a pension or people's IRAs. I mean, this is across the board, not specific to the pension.
Yeah, I mean, the sentiment of providing them comfort and a bridge to rebuilding trust, I am beyond, you know, kind of part of that. I'm always a little apprehensive for something that is boilerplate-ish. You know, we can't get ahead of our skis and make promises or implying we might make promises on things that then the city or some other constituency might say, like, you know, how dare you do that? And so I'm very open to the result of what you're trying to get to. I don't know what you would say that wouldn't sound boilerplate, gratuitous, and all that kind of stuff.
I would rather boilerplate and gratuitous than nothing.
Really?
Okay. You've got two issues. You've got the market issue, the investment issue.
Huh? Part of it's the inflation issue.
Yeah, but people need to understand.
We're not. This is not an agenda item.
Not even close.
I'm just saying. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I answered. It's not on my mind.
I thought if I wrote the agenda with a dime, then.
Have a miscellaneous item on the agenda.
Yeah.
So I do have one question. I don't know if this is going to be.
Should we just adjourn and then have it after?
I've been meaning to ask this, but the communications plan that we had funded, and where are we at on that?
That's a good question, Armando.
Okay.
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah. So that'll be on a near-term agenda.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
It will.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Ken, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did. All right. Okay, so... can we have a motion to adjourn the supplemental meeting?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we are adjourned.